Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Welcome to the teaching of the Word of God. I would like to encourage you to pay attention to what God wants to say to you from the scriptures and learn how to discover your calling. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much and you have the best plan for our life. We have the great divine destiny. And we believe, Lord, that all of us will be able to discover our calling and our ministry. Father, may your Holy Spirit speak to us, Lord, in this teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is the 8th teaching in the series called Discovering My Calling. I would like to encourage you to listen to the first 7 sessions and listen to 2 more sessions after this. The Lord wants you to discover your calling or your ministry in life. You were saved. You have been anointed. You have been called to do the important task for the kingdom of God. What God created you to be will determine what you will do for Him. We have learned that all the believers receive the manifestation of the Spirit, or we call the gifts of the Spirit. We learned that we also have heart desire. God gave us a special heartbeat, the unique heartbeat. We have a desire to do different things. What motivates us? What makes us happy to do? We have different heartbeats or heart desire. In this lesson, we're going to learn another factor that determines our calling. That is our abilities or natural talents. God has given all of us the natural talents unique to our own life. For example, I have the natural talent to be a neurosurgeon, but I don't have the talent to fix air conditioning machine. That's not my talent. I cannot build a home. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6, and there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. We all have different activities and callings and ministry. Exodus chapter 31, verse 3, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. These people were anointed by God, and they had the supernatural skills to do construction and workmanship. One of the most common excuses that Christians give for not getting involved in serving the Lord is, I just don't have any abilities to offer to God. This is a completely wrong idea. This is not the truth. It's a big misunderstanding. We need to understand that matching our abilities with the right ministry is so important. We need to discover what kind of natural abilities we have, and we use the abilities that we have to serve the Lord. An average person has at least 500 to 600 abilities. Not everyone is good at the same thing. You may be good at IT, but you may not be good at cooking. I may be good at writing and preparing the lesson to teach, but I'm not good at administration or at repairing some machine. We should not focus on what others are not good at. We should find what they are good at and appreciate them and let them use their abilities to contribute to the kingdom of God, to save soul, make disciple, and build the house of God. Everybody is weak in some areas. and good at other areas. Do you know that stress is a sign of doing something that you are not good at? You are not enjoying doing something, you are not talented to do it. If a person cannot do certain ministry, it doesn't mean that he is not valuable. It means he is in the wrong place because he tried to serve God in the wrong place that he doesn't have the ability and gifts to accomplish what he's trying to do. Let me mention about 5 misconceptions about skills, talents, and abilities. The first one, this is the first misunderstanding. People are not born with skills. All skills must be learned by experience. This simply is not true. There are a number of skills which seem to be inborn and are developed very early in infancy. When people say, he just seemed to have a natural talent for it, it is probably true. Some people are good at writing message. Some people are good at performing. They have different ability. The second misunderstanding is those skills which must be learned are learned primarily in the classroom. Actually, some of your most basic skills were learned at home, in the street, or somewhere else outside the classroom. Therefore, don't say that you never go to school for this kind of thing and you cannot do it. No, you learn in your daily life. You keep doing it, you keep using your skill and develop your skill. The third misunderstanding, if you have certain abilities, you will be very aware that you have them. This is not true. You are probably using a number of talents or skills that you are not even aware of. You need some process of skill identification. That is a third misunderstanding. The fourth misunderstanding, skills that I use at work are only usable in that environment. I could not use them in ministry or in the church. Hopefully, by the end of this teaching, you will see the fallacy of this idea. This idea is completely wrong. You can use your skill, your natural talent in the ministry, and you can be creative to apply your ability in the ministry. The fifth misunderstanding, most people only have a very few abilities. The truth is that many national studies have proven that an average person owns from 500 to 700 skills in his or her life. Okay, so all those misunderstandings should get out of your mind. How we discover our motivated abilities? We're going to look at a list of accomplishments in your life. Why don't you write down what you have accomplished in your life since you were young? And you can circle all verbs that show actions performed while you were doing each achievement. And you compare those verbs to the list below and check those abilities you feel you have. You need to sit down and think about what you like to do, what activity you have achieved, and then you put the verb with those successful activities when you were in junior high, high school, in college, or when you start working as an adult. Let's look at 26 specialized abilities that people can have. Number one, so after you go through this list with me, you can write down what natural abilities and skills you have in your life. Write them down and make sure you use them for the kingdom of God. Number one, entertaining ability. Those who have this ability can perform, can act, dance, speak. So they have ability to perform the skit or dance or act entertaining ability. Another one, recruiting ability. A person can have the ability to enlist and motivate people to get involved with certain projects. Recruiting ability. I noticed that my wife, Pastor Da, has this natural ability. She can recruit people to join different projects in the church. Another one, interviewing ability. Christians who have this ability can discover what others are really like, and they can determine what kind of job will fit with that person. Interviewing ability. Another one, researching ability. Those Christians who have this researching ability know how to read, to research information, gather information, collect data, and present it to the leaders or to the team. They can research. Some people have this ability. When I need some information, I will call or text or email these members, and they will research information for me. Another one, artistic ability. These people can conceptualize, picture, draw, picture, paint, photograph, or make rendering. Artistic ability can make movie, photograph, draw the picture. Artistic ability. Graphics ability. Christians who have graphics ability are able to lay out or decide or create visual banners and displays. They can design something for the bulletin or for the website. Graphics ability. Another one, evaluating ability. Believers who have this ability are able to analyze data and draw conclusions to make the right information, and so that the leaders and the team can make the right decision. Evaluating ability. Next one, planning ability. Those who have this ability are able to strategize, decide, and organize programs and events for the church or for the ministry. Planning ability. I believe some of you have this wonderful ability. And I know some members at New Hope International Church who have this ability. Managing ability. Those who have this ability are able to supervise people to accomplish a task or event and coordinate the details involved in that project. It's wonderful ability. Managing ability. Counseling ability. Christians who have this ability are able to listen, understand, analyze, encourage, and guide those who come for counseling with sensitivity, love, faith, and kindness. Counseling ability. Another one, teaching ability. I'm not talking about the gift of teaching. Some people can be teachers in the high school, but they may not have a gift of teaching the Bible, but they have the ability to teach the kids or the high school student. Those who have the teaching ability are able to explain, to demonstrate, to train, and to really bring the information into the ears and the heart of people. Writing ability. Those who have this ability are able to write articles, letters, books, or newsletters. Okay, some people have that ability. They can write so well, very good in language. Editing ability. People who have this ability can proofread or rewrite or give suggestion for better sentence in the writing. Promoting ability. These people who have this ability are able to advertise or promote events and any project and activities. Promoting ability. Repairing ability. Some believers can fix things, restore broken things, and maintain the equipment and the things in the church or in their own home. Repairing ability. Another one, feeding ability. Some believers were able to make very delicious meals for large groups or small groups of believers to provide the meal and come up with the idea what kind of meal or what kind of drink we should have for this project and activity. Feeding ability. Another one, recall ability. Some people can remember or recall names and faces of people very well. Recall ability. Another one, mechanical operating ability. Some people are able to operate equipment, tools, and machinery. I'm not that type of person. I have to call somebody in and say, can you help me with this camera? Can you help me with this computer or this sound machine? I'm not good at operating the equipment or machine, but I may be good at writing lesson, performing surgery, or giving counseling to people. Another one, resourceful ability. Some people are able to search out and find inexpensive materials or resources needed with the reasonable prices and good quality. Resourceful ability. Some people are very good at that. Another one, counting ability. Some people are very good with numbers. They work with numbers, data, and money. They can calculate and they can see the budget and then can help the church to manage the money. Another one, classifying ability. Some believers are able to systematize and file books, data, records, and materials so that they can be retrieved easily. Very important to be able to arrange the files, the material, and the books in order and easy to get them out. Another one, public relations ability. Some people are able to handle complaints and unhappy customers with care and courtesy. Another one, welcoming ability. Some people can convey warm welcome and develop rapport, making others feel comfortable. Welcoming ability. I'm going through the list of ability right now. Actually, there might be even more than what I say, but these are examples of ability. And I hope that you pick some of this and you say, wow, I have this ability. I'm going to use them to serve the Lord and to build the kingdom of God. The next one, composing ability. Some people are able to write music or relic for the worship team. They are able to compose songs and music. Next one, landscaping ability. Some people are good at gardening and work with plants. Landscaping ability. Another one, decorating ability. Some of you are very good in beautifying a setting for a special event. Please think about all this ability and write it down in your paper and meditate about what you have, pray to God, ask God what abilities you can use for the kingdom of God. I believe that there are more things you can do. Examine your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what natural talents you have and make sure you are faithful in using your abilities, skills, and talents. I have the ability to be a doctor, even though I have been retired from neurosurgery practice. but I still keep my medical license so that I can use my medical ability to help my members if they need some help. I don't practice medicine anymore, but I can help them. I may need to write prescription, simple medication. I want to use my ability to help people. Some of the members of New Hope International Church are very good at media, at computer. And anytime my computer had problems, I will call those people. They would come to my house. They will fix the computer for me like this, just so good. And I can continue to do the ministry for the Lord because they are good at computers and media and internet. Some people are very good in repairing cars or repairing machines. So the church need them to repair things in the church. Some people are good at accounting, so they can help the church in the area of the accounting. You see, please volunteer. Please get involved and make sure you don't put your natural abilities in the ground. God give them to you, not just for you to use them for your own benefit, your own income, and for your own comfort, but God gave them to you so that you can use those abilities for the kingdom of God. Okay, we learn spiritual gift. We learn about heart desire. We learn about natural abilities. The next two times, we're going to learn about personalities and also experiences and also the conclusion about how we can serve the Lord by using who we are, our shapes, our form that God put in our life in a unique way for the kingdom of God. I would like to encourage all of you to really love the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus died for the church. The church is his body. The church is his army, his bride, his family. I would like to encourage you to join a good, biblical, spirit-filled local church. And your attitude toward the church is that, I love the body of Christ. I know there are no perfect churches in the world. Every church has some shortcomings, some lacking because humans are not perfect. Your pastor is not perfect. Other brothers and sisters are not perfect. But you join the church with the attitude, what can I do to build this house? I'm going to use my spiritual gifts, my heart desire, my talents, my experiences, and my personality to contribute, to build. I'm not here as a consumer. I'm not here as a pew warmer or chair warmer. I know there are some lackings and some things that are missing in the church. I'm not going to criticize them. I'm not going to judge them. I'm going to get involved and help to improve. I'm a body builder. I'm not a consumer. I come here, pastor, to help, to build, to contribute, to give. And as you serve the Lord, He will bless your food. He will bless your water. And He will heal your sickness. He will protect you. He will breathe His favor on you. He will give you special blessing. He will give you good things to be able to fulfill your calling and to build the kingdom of God. You are uncommon people. The common people in the world live for their own life. They are selfish, self-centered, and they don't want to give. But because you are God's own special treasure and people who are uncommon, who are special in the eyes of God. So your attitude and your motive is that you are God own special treasure. You are set apart from the system of the world. You are chosen and handpicked by God for this generation. Therefore, you are not acting like the people in the world. You are givers, servants. You are generous. And you want to live your life for the kingdom of God. You will not judge the church, criticize the church, but you love the church, you contribute, and use everything in your life that God has given to you to build the kingdom. And one day, you will have a lot of rewards in heaven. And in this planet Earth, the Lord is going to give you uncommon blessing, promotion, breakthroughs, and favor. May the Lord bless you. And I believe you're going to discover your abilities and you will use them to build the kingdom of God. Thank you so much. Please come back to listen to the 9 and 10 sessions of this teaching series. God bless you. May the Lord shower His faith, His love into your heart. May the Lord give you a heart that is seeking after the kingdom. You will not keep your eyes on the things below here on planet Earth, but you're going to keep your eyes on the things above. May the Lord give you the sharp spiritual eyes, the understanding and wisdom and favor and blessing and provision, and may the Lord really use you indeed. You will be the blessing to the nations in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
I'm so thirsty. Thank you.